And you might like to open your Bible to the Gospel of John, and chapter 6. And perhaps we can look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And our God and Father, we've opened your word, a God, that we might have the benefit of understanding. So deal with us. Thank you very much. Thank you and thank you again. Here we are. In Christ's name, amen. And we are looking at Ephesians 6, at the shield of faith. And we've been looking at it a couple of times. Now, to round that off, because the shield is an important thing. So, you would know, if you turn in John to chapter 1, that the Word was with God, the Word was God, etc. And God the Son, the Word of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. So that God, the invisible God, became visible. And God, who in his awesome nature, essence, and being, becomes clearer so that we can understand and begin to understand. More than that, that we could have a relationship to our Creator and our Savior. Now that's the Gospel of John presents our Lord Jesus Christ as God. So as we turn chapter 6, or chapter 5 even, go back there first, chapter 5, and the Jewish people should be, they're the ones that are, that had the Old Testament. They're the ones that should understand. Therefore, chapter 5, picking up, please, in verse 38, 5 and 38. And you have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent, him you believe not. God sent his Son. They have the Old Testament, but they don't have the connection. So therefore, verse 39, search the Scriptures, for in them, Bible in front of you, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So God gives us the Word, becoming flesh, gives us his words, to help us. So the Bible is given for us, as we've said, to know him, and we read God's word, and we have an understanding. We have some clear English for us understanding of what God is doing and what he's doing, etc. Now, having said that, God said, the words that I speak unto you, chapter 6, and sliding over quickly in the light of the context, chapter 6, verse 62. And what if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? He came down, he's going back up into heaven. Verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, makes alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So you can read a whole lot of books and read them, and they have wonderful help and understanding, perhaps. But in reading the Bible, the words that you read, if you believe, are full of life. They're seeds full of life. Full of life. The words are, why are the words full of life? Because God has given them for us to understand him and our relationship to him. So God has given us his word to understand and know him. Hang on. Now, and so therefore, over to John, and I guess in chapter 15. And in chapter 15, what are the believers going to understand? If they know the Lord as their Savior, they're going to face the world system. Now, how does the world value and view our Lord Jesus Christ? How did the Jews? They reject him, etc. Chapter 15, sliding over as you would guess, verse 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. So the believers are going to be left in the world, and the believers are going to get blasted. They're going to be children of light in a world of darkness that loves darkness, and they're going to get it. They're going to get it. Now, over again, chapter 17. And in chapter 17, you would recall in his prayer before he goes to the garden to be crucified. Chapter 17, verse 15. I'll read verse 14. I have given them thy word, God's word. The words that I speak are full of life. You believe them, and they produce just what you believe. They become alive, the words do. Why? Because they're about him and your relationship to him. So here we are in his presence, and God does a wonderful work if we let him. Now, so, and thus, chapter 17, verse 15, I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them, guard them from the evil one, the devil himself. So I don't want them out. I want them in. I want them to be left in the world to handle a testimony. They're going to be a testimony unto me. Chapter 17, verse 18. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. So they were sent. So as they hate me, I'm sending them. I'm leaving them in the world to be lights. I'm leaving them in the world because I said, the only sign I'll give them is the sign of the prophet Jonah. And here we are in a time of grace. And God is going to show them he has risen from the grave by being in the heart of a whosoever that believes. And the whosoever that believes is made flesh and blood. And everyone can see them just like us. The difference is they have a relationship to God that is to be evidenced to all the world. You are my witnesses, etc. So, having said that, it was sent. Now, back over, if I can, to chapter 16. And in chapter 16, you would recall, verse when he ends to the disciples, verse 33, these things have I spoken unto you. Why? That in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, be encouraged. I have overcome the world. I've beaten the whole thing. Yeah, I'm leaving you in there. They can't do anything. What can they do to Christ who's seated at the right hand of God? What are you going to do to hit God? You don't hit God. You can't do it. So, but he leaves us, the believer, in the world to be a witness that he is the Savior and he's able to save all whosoever is that believe. Now, and he leaves us in the world, hated by the darkness and evil, but in the process, God is going to keep us so that as he finished his course and went to the cross and fulfilled the will of God, we on planet Earth are left in order that we might bear witness to his wonderful resurrected life. And we're there. So when the world hates us, loves darkness rather than light, and he has overcome. So when you read, we'll do it, over to Revelation. And Revelation, if I can, chapter 2. And in Revelation chapter 2, what do we know to the example to the churches, including all churches that are his? What do we know? To every church, every assembled body of believers, sliding down, you'll see it. You know it. Verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of the life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Every church, verse 7, has an ear to hear. God the Spirit is saying something to us. We're all supposed to be overcoming. Hang on. We're in the world. World hates us. It hates God in you. That's easy. It hates God in you. It doesn't hate you. It's just you're part of the system. But when you get saved, God hates you because you house, carry God in you. So, and therefore they hate it. They hate light. So, having said that, and we're to be overcomers. That's right. Now, Ephesians. Oh, Ephesians chapter 6. And in Ephesians in chapter 6, picking up, if I can, in the light of it, and tying it to what we just tried to say, chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's where we are, and that's what we're up against. An onslaught. A little light. You put the little light in the middle of the darkness, and darkness is everywhere. Here's the branches still here. You're abiding in Christ, as we did this morning. You're abiding in Christ, and everything around you to test the leaves and the fruit and the relationship. It hates it. It hates you being this. It hates you being this. Now, having said that, so therefore, in our armor, the armor belongs to God, down to verse 16. Above all things, the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So, and we have done that and keeping that in mind. So here are the fiery darts. They're coming at us. What do we need? We need the shield of faith. And because the darts, spears, javelins, any kind of missile cast at us using the military of the Roman Empire and cast at them. Here they come. Now, it isn't just spears. You could have just said spears, God, but you didn't say just spears. God, how do you see it? The world system. Right? We wrestle against it. What are we up against? Not just missiles or spears. The tar, the pitch that is on them is set on fire. It's a fiery, fiery thing. They intend and they mean business to put you out of business. So here comes the darts, and here they come. And God says, do you understand? They're awful darts. They're awful. Now, God, what do you mean? They hate you. They hate you. They can't get rid of you fast enough. It's not a picnic. They really hate you. They really hate God's in Christ. They really do. It isn't just they don't like him. They hate him. God says that from his point of view. Now, keeping that in mind, so we're looking at his fiery dots, and the fiery dots are coming. Now, here's the shield of faith against the fiery dots. Now, and to do that, to help you, and then put it together, if you can, what you know, Hebrews 11:6, you'll turn there necessarily. Without faith, it's in what? What do you think impossible means? Just a test. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is God, and a rewarder, a payer in full of those that seek him. You must, without faith, it's impossible. So, what are we going to do? Where's our faith? Subjective. We need to be believing God. Believing God. I believe God. Now, and God, what are you saying in chapter 6, verse 16? You need to have the shield of faith. And the faith, the shield of faith. The little word faith in your first Bible has a little the in front of it. The, T-H-E. Faith, personal. But then there's the faith. That's the body of truth in God's word. So what are we doing? I'm to be believing God, believing his word, and I'm with, what's my shield? This is my shield. This is my shield. What am I doing? I'm believing God. He's light. The world hates light. And I am representing the light. God, what am I doing? Hold forth the shield of faith. Hold it forth. Why? Against what? All the darkness and all the evil and all the unbelief. God is the word become flesh. You better believe it. And the world doesn't want him to be flesh, as we shared in Romans, John and all of that. Doesn't want him to be God in the flesh. Anti-spirit of what? Antichrist. It doesn't want him to be that. So, what are we doing? We're holding forth the word of life. Holding forth God's word. The faith is holding the faith. My faith is holding my hand. Faith, I believe, and I put it forth. Faith shows it. Now, you got the idea. There's a glass of water. How do I know that isn't corrupted? George, did you corrupt that? How do I know it isn't corrupted? By faith, I take the object of faith. I believe. I believe this is water and it's safe and I could drink it. I can do that. And you have everything you do, you put the key in the car in your ignition. You show what? You believe the key belongs in that ignition and the car starts by faith. That's what you do. The hand of faith takes the word of what God, this is what we ought to believe. We ought to believe God's word by faith. And how do I know you believe God's word? I believe it. How do you know the water's all right? I drink it. How do you know the key's all right? I start the car. You got it? You prove it by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please me. You've got to take God at his word. What am I going to do? Put faith. The shield is what? The word of God. God said it. You believe it. They hate you, but don't mind it. You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. Stand behind. Let faith holds God's word. That's what he said. And and there's no question. Am I to be worried? No, stop worrying. All the things that come, 1,000 ways. How do you know it's all going to come out? Because I'm trusting God who has to make it all come out. So I'm believing. I'm going to illustrate it for you. Now, if I can. Now, keeping that in mind, over to 1 Peter. The fiery darts, as you would guess. And in 1 Peter, picking up, please. 1 Peter, chapter 4. 1 Peter, chapter 4. Now tie it together in your mind. What is it saying? It's all the believers are going to suffer persecution. That's the chapter 4. They're going to suffer. If you believe, the world system hates you. It doesn't mind. It isn't you. It's God in you. And if you want to keep like Nicodemus, Nicodemus didn't want to lose his job in the synagogue with the Pharisees. He didn't want to lose his job. So he never did. He said, they'd say, weren't you talking to Jesus one night? And Nicodemus would say, oh no, I didn't talk to him. Say, because he doesn't want to get thrown out. And so he hides it for that. He doesn't totally, in the end he doesn't, but he does for that point. He doesn't want to do it. So is he going to show forth the word of faith? No. No, you don't do that. You keep your shield away, see? Keep your shield away. But what he's going to do. So Nicodemus, you aren't going to do that. But here's 1 Peter 4. Picking up, please. Sliding down. In verse 12, in the light of time. Beloved, this think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, putting to the proof, putting on trial, putting to the test. It's the word used of taking metal and melting it down and melting it under the fire and the crucible, etc., and putting it there to see the purity. Is there any gold? Is there any silver? Is there anything in this? And the fire is tested. The fire. The fiery darts are coming at you to test you. And God says it. Peter says it. Peter says, I know. I denied him 3 times. I know what it's like now. So therefore, chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange, the fiery trial, which is to try. That's the same kind of word. To put to the proof. To put the metal to the test. To try you. As though some strange thing happened unto you. It's not a, boy, why is that happening? You're there, you're the subject of light. And darkness hates light. So you've got to go and what? Put the shield and put it in front of you. God is going to keep you. And they have to go against what God said. So whatever's heard, said, felt, heard, they have to contradict this. They have to overcome what God has said. I am the Word become flesh. The words that I speak unto you are spirit and they're full of life. Let them work. Let the fiery darts come, said the Lord. I know they're going to do it, but don't worry about it. Put the shield of the faith in front of you and tell them to overcome this. Overcome what God has said. And how do you overcome it? I'm going to rip it up, like in Hitler way back. Burn it, burn it, burn all the books. Okay, do them. It doesn't change one thing. God meant what he said. and said what he meant to say. He means it. So what I'm going to do, you'll have to go and change what God said. And the fiery darts are going to come. And the fiery darts are going to be quenched because they can't overcome what God has said. Do you understand? So if you're resting not in your thought about God, but in the actual word of God, there's a difference. How much you think and understand. Your understanding may be pretty shaky. Pretty shaky. But this isn't shaky. Do you understand? You'll read it next week, it says the same thing. And next year, it says the same thing. It's always the same. God is always the same. He means every word he said. He's going to back up every word he said. Now, so, if I can. Now, some strange thing happened unto you. Over, if I can, to 1 Peter and chapter 1. In 1 Peter and in chapter 1. And you will note in verse 7. Well, I even pick up a little, not too much, verse 6. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, trials, and tests. 7. That the trial, there's your little word, put to the proof, put to the test, like metal. Test them, test it to see if it's real. Find out the reality of it. That the truth, verse 7, that the truth of your faith being much more, and here we are looking in verse 7, and in the process, in order that the faith, the proof of your faith being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be retried, put to the test with fire. How's it going to be put to the test? They're going to send fiery darts. And what are you going to do? You're going to quench them. You're going to test them. Everything that could possibly, there's no such thing as such a glorious future, a glorious, awesome tomorrow. That's true. Everything, just like we just read with the vine and the branch, these are real. This is all, the truth of this is real. Wonderfully real, but I do not know. You may not know it yet, but it is real. You, as you abide in me, I will flow my life, and you'll have everything. I'm going to take care of you. As you abide, don't want to abide, you don't have anything. Now, having said that, keeping that in mind, the trying of your faith, verse 7, the trying of your faith being much more precious than that of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, yea, rejoice, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. So God's wonderful, wonderful grace, he's doing his trying, putting to the test, holding us, holding his word forth, and that's what you're doing. Believers are supposed to be believing. The hand of faith takes the word of God, the faith, that which is, faith is to believe what God said. Faith takes the shield, what God said, and holds it against all odds and all obstacles and all opponents. It holds the ground. It holds it. So that's what it needs to do. So what? God isn't going to, it means what it says. And you're trusting God to mean what he said, which he does. And you're trusting God to put, you're putting that forth so you can't, no matter what we do, like I just said, tear the Bible up, throw it away, do whatever you want. It's still true. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, no matter how you cut the cookie, no matter how you do it. If you're in prison and have no Bible, but you have God's wonderful presence, and God will help you with it. God will keep you with no Bible. He'll keep you.
Wow.
Yep. Just God. Do it. Now, having said that little bit, and keeping that in mind, so God here, we've given us his word, here comes the fiery darts, and you're going to go and quench them. It could be going up against God's word, and the fire doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good to say, I'm going to hit the Bible and rip that page out, rip that word out. You can do it, but you don't change anything. All you did is damage, hit the shield, the fire was quenched, and the shield still stays the same. Still the same. There it is. Getting hit, all that God believes, and you're resting in it. So therefore, what are we doing? We're making sure as we go out in the armor of God, we have the shield of faith. So what? So that we can handle. Handle what? You're trusting God. It is impossible. Faith, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. And then with huge letters, he is God. And you trust him. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. Wow. That's right. We're going to believe God. God, you said it. You have to do it. And in trusting that, the fan of faith, like the with the glass of water, what are you doing? I'm not, here's the devil and the world system, and what do I hold up against him? The book. I hold up the book. Don't talk to me. I'm trusting what? What do you believe? The book. The book. You have to change it, fight it, overcome it. You can't do it. Yes, and it's lots of religions and groups have all been there, and they all are in the dust. And God still is. His word still is. We still is. Now, so, having said that, God, in your wonderful way, and what you do. So, what do we do? Okay. Or we can, I guess, get 2 minutes. Okay. Over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 20. In Jeremiah chapter 20, and you'll remember, Jeremiah was fighting the darts that came at him, and they hated the word. They wished Jeremiah would shut up, and they did. They wanted to kill him. They wanted to put him in jail. They did. They didn't kill him, but they did put him in jail more than once. They did everything they could to shut him up. You better shut him up. What did he get to? So he hit him the fiery darts to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah withstood them. But they didn't quit. They just kept being anti-God, anti-Christ. They just kept being it. They wouldn't back off and leave him alone. They just kept coming at him. And Jeremiah, what God, you got to help Jeremiah. That's right. So therefore, you'll remember Jeremiah chapter 20. He's concerned, chapter 20, verse 8. I was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily, sliding down to verse 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him anymore. I'm not going to hold up the shield anymore. I'm not going to hold it up anymore, nor speak anymore in his name. You want me to shut up? I'm going to shut up, and you can do so. I'm going to shut up. But nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. God said, you better believe, Jeremiah, and what I say is true. And I told you, not using John 15, I told you, they aren't going to like you. They don't like you. Your whole ministry is going to end up with zero. They don't want you. But I want to bear witness to them before I judge them. I want to bear witness to the world before I take you home. I want the world to know I tried to give you every advantage to be saved. And I want to take you home. Remember now, you're going to go abiding. We're going to be ready for his appearance, putting it all together. You're ready for his appearance. You're looking for it. He's looking for it. He's looking for it. So I'm looking for it, God. And that's what I'm doing, looking, God. And you're going to go. And Jeremiah, so therefore, don't back off. You can't, people can't make this disappear. They can't make God disappear. They can't make truth disappear. So therefore, 20 in verse 9, and over to chapter 23, as you know again. And in chapter 23, picking up in a wonderful context again, verse 29, I'm going to read verse 28. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is, verse 29, is not my word like as a fire? Our God is a consuming fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. My word, use it. It's a shield. It'll protect you. Hang on to it. Be believing, resting down in it. And it all can come, but it can't overcome. So you believe what God said in a most wonderful, wonderful way. And God does what he does in a most wonderful, wonderful way. So, and having said that and keeping that in mind, over to in chapter 6, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy. If I may. Well, I got to go to 1 Timothy first. 1 Timothy. And then 2 Timothy. 1 Timothy, if I can, picking up 1 Timothy in chapter 1. Forget that for time. 1 Timothy chapter 6. What are we going to do? Directly in context, verse 12, 6:12, 1 Timothy. Fight the good fight, combat the good combat of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. You said you believed God, and you held the shield up, and God protects you. So you're going to combat, you're going to fight. That's right. The system's going to be against you. You betcha. So you're going to do that. Right. And it says, fight the good fight. And the word faith, the body of truth to be believed. Verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. The faith. Don't see it in the English. The faith. The body of truth to be believed. Fight it. Hold it up. Don't back off. Use your shield. Use your shield. Believe him. Believe God. It's all right. It'll come out right. Now, having said that, chapter 4, 2 Timothy. And in 2 Timothy and in chapter 4, and you'll note, if I can, 2 Timothy 4. And picking up, please, Paul's comment before he dies. And verse 6, I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have, that's the same as combat, the same as in 6:12, war, fight the good fight. And here it is again. Paul said, I've been fighting the good fight. I'm finished with my fight. And verse 7, I have fought a good fight, combat a good combat. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith, the body of truth, to be believed. I didn't put the shield down and run. I held it. And you couldn't overcome it. You can't overcome it. No one can overcome it. Even your own mind can't overcome it. I don't want to believe. It doesn't matter whether you believe. It happens to be true. You must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that's what God's going to do. And Paul said it. So then, tying it morning and evening, over to verse 8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown, back to the morning, righteousness. The righteousness. You got to have righteousness. Where are you getting it? Here, God trusting, the vine abiding, the righteousness of God. So, henceforth, verse 8, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his, what? Appearing. I told you got to abide. Christ is waiting to come. And Paul says, finish. Hang in there. Hang in there. God's waiting. He's going to go take you home, but not yet. He isn't ready yet. Nope. So you wait. But you don't put the shield down and you don't throw it away. This is critical. The shield of the body of truth to be believed. And I hold it by faith. I believe it in my heart. It's mine. It's yours. I gotta quit. Our Father and God, we thank you. Help us understand a little bit, more and more. And God, it's so easy. God, it just works. Thank you very, very, very much. Help us understand again that we might be able to withstand and be able to go against all odds that are against us on planet Earth, in the valley of shadow of death, in the world of darkness. God, little lights, that's all we are. Thank you very much. In Christ's name, amen.